Yeah, thanks, Kitty. Welcome back to our coverage of this 2024 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. We're in service here just down on the old Unify site at Kiltoy and Letterkenny, and the leading crews have all come into service, and just like out on the stages, the rain has been hammering down. It's very, very wet. It's windy as well. It has been a tricky opening loop, with fastest times being shared by two different drivers, but so far today it certainly has lived up to be an exciting harvest rally once again, and one which continues, of course, to lead Donegal in the motorsport front. This is the final round of the National Rally Championship. It's the final round of the Border Rally Championship. As well as battling for an overall lead, there's also various championship categories up for grabs as well. Now, we don't have any times out of the third stage, which was Ard Drummond, which was shortened to about 3.5k earlier this morning. But there's a lovely finish to the stage coming through the Remelton, the village and the town of Remelton. It finishes just before you come to the Cup and Saucer down there. And there's a part of it that comes through the upper end of Remelton town, which, of course, was used previously in the international. We understand there's massive crowds down there in Remelton watching the stage. But we don't have any times as yet because the crews are actually just handing in their time cards here at the entrance to service in, which is down at Kiltoy. But what we can tell you after three stages is the men that won here back in June, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, fastest on two of the three stages today, and they are the overall leaders of this Donegal Harvest Stages Rally following the first loop. That's Skoda Fabia going very, very well in wet and tricky conditions. Another man that's been going very well, along with his navigator, the All Donegal crew, the first All Donegal crew, is Michael Boyle and Dermot McCaffrey in a Volkswagen Polo. For the first time in the national championship this year, Michael Boyle has taken a fastest stage time. And that came on the second run round Cairnhill. 7 minutes 28.7 was the time there for Boyle and McCaffrey. A super stage, and they rightly took the fastest time through Cairnhill first time this morning. And if you compare that to Callum Devine, Devine was 7.35 in there in Cairnhill. Desi Henry also had a very good time of 7.29 in Cairnhill. And Kevin Gallagher, who is in that Darien and is battling it out for the modified section of the National Championship, he continues to go very well indeed. He has been the fastest two-wheel drive car in the opening three stages of this event, and he sits inside the top 10. And he had a 7.31.0, 4 seconds quicker than Callum Devine, and just under three slower than the time set by Michael Boyle. And Ard Drummond, as we said, big crowds down there, very, very wet conditions. We're just taking a look here to see if there's any update on stage three times. We're still, must be an issue with them. We're still waiting for them to come our way. The cards are being handed in, but what we do know is Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are leading this event. Some of the crews inside, I suppose the top five positions, Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty, Sam Moffat and James O'Reilly, Desi Henry and Shane Byrne, and Daniel Cronin and Donica Burke, all in the likes of Volkswagen Polos, Hyundai i20 and Citroen C3 machinery, all inside the top five there. And then outside of that, Eddie Doherty, Tommy Doyle, Donegal's very own Kevin Eaves in a Fiesta inside the top 10. And creeping into the top 10 after that Cairnhill stage was Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in that Darien T90 with a class advantage as well, a comfortable advantage in the class already of round about 45 seconds ahead of Conor Harvey. Conor Harvey is the leader in the Donegal Vehicles, Donegal Motor Club Championship as well, and he sits second in the modified category, and he's inside the top 15. So what we'll do then at this stage is hand back to the studio, and we'll try and get some reaction from some of the crews, and it'll be available shortly on our website, highlandradio.com, and we'll also be back with another update as well as to what the positions are after the opening loop before they head out to the next loop of stages, where they will do Trenta, Ard, Cairnhill and Ard Drummond in that order once again. And hopefully things may dry up because it has been very wet this morning. Back to the studio.